Wake up, sleepyheads. This is CJSF 90.1 FM.
And you're tuning in to Slumber Party.
This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the stolen ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, the Musqueam, Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh.
You can listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the app or Google Store, depending on your device. Keep up to date on our social media at linktree.com/CJSF radio and learn more by visiting our website, cjsf.ca. Welcome, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to Slumber Party. I am DJ Star.
And I'm DJ Coco.
And we're joined by a guest today.
Hi.
Please give a warm welcome to Gion Ross. Woo! We are going to do an interview with her very, very soon. But before we get into that, we're just going to play one of her covers. She is a musician. She's a local artist. Yeah, is there anything you want to say about yourself before?
No. Enjoy.
Okay, yeah. Please enjoy this.
We'll get right into it.
Cover Your Best American Girl.
I'd be your little spoon and kiss your fingers forevermore. But big spoon, you have so much to do and I have nothing ahead of me. You're the sun, you've never seen the night, but you hear its song from the morning birds. Well, I'm not the moon, I'm not even a star, but awake at night I'll be singing to the birds. Don't wait for me, I can't come. Your mother wouldn't approve of how my mother raised me, but I do, I think I do. Guess I couldn't help trying to be your best American girl. You're the one, you're all I ever wanted. I think I'll regret this. Guess I couldn't help trying to be your best American girl. Your mother wouldn't approve of how my mother raised me, but I do, I think I do.
Welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. I am DJ Coco.
And I'm DJ Star. Right before that song, we just told you we are here with Gion Ross. So Could you please introduce yourself, give us a little background about you before we start?
Yeah, my name is Gian Ross. I am a musician from Coquitlam. I also go to SFU. I'm an English major. If you ever see me around, totally say hi.
How will they know what you look like?
Oh, I have a beautiful face. I have big black bangs and big black eyes.
Wow.
Anyways,
scary.
I make covers and I'm trying to release my original music. Yeah,
awesome. How would you describe that kind of music you play?
I think I describe it as alternative rock right now. Like, obviously, there's a lot of shaping and like production stuff that needs to happen. But at least with like the group I'm playing with right now, it's pretty rock vibes.
Would you say that music kind of reflects you in a way of how you dress? And
yeah, I think so. Like, I think personality wise, I'm a pretty like chill, like gentle person, but like the music that I listen to and the way that I dress is definitely more more grungy, and I like to sing like that as well. Yeah
Nice. And you have a YouTube channel which has over 150k followers. Woo. Which is insane.
Celebrity.
And you've been posting for a while too.
Yeah.
So how has your intention behind posting videos kind of evolved over time?
Like, I've definitely been posting on YouTube forever, like since I was little too. I just like sharing music. But I think as they've been getting more traction and as I've been getting more followers, the goal has more been trying to like show who I am as an artist and like reflect my style a little bit more, so that when I do eventually move into like showing my original music, the crowd is already a little used to like the vibe. So
you've conditioned them.
Exactly. Yeah.
Would you say that it had a big impact on you for all this following on social media and everything?
Like, I don't know. Like, definitely, I am always thinking about, like, other people's perceptions of me. So having, like, thousands of people's perceptions of you happening at once can be a little overwhelming. But I think the fact that you don't have to face any of them and, like, it's all kind of in your head, it doesn't feel real. Like, I think shows, like when I've done actual live shows and people have come up to me and said like, oh, I've watched your videos for years, I'm like, that's crazy that you're like a real person and you're not just like a number in my head. But yeah
that is wild. Have you had any like positive or negative fan experiences or maybe hater experiences?
No they've all been definitely super positive. Like, anyone who's ever come up to talk to me has always said like super sweet stuff, and I honestly am usually like, can I take a picture with you, because I'm just so honored that people would even think I'm like someone to meet. But super, nothing negative. No.
Okay, that's awesome to hear. You do lots of covers from The Cranberries, Mitski, Radiohead. What do you personally look for in a good piece of music?
It's like, it's hard because I think a lot of the music that I think is really good is music that I wouldn't cover, because I think if I like a song like too much, or if it's has too big of a cult following, I just know it's going to be like torn apart if I do something to it or I change it. But for me, like, songs that really speak to me are like with powerful messages. So with a lot of those artists like Mitski and stuff like that, like, I just think regardless of how you make the song sound, the message stays the same. Yeah.
Awesome. So yeah, that's cool. How do you try to emulate those kind of factors in your original songs when we're talking about like good music or music you enjoy?
Right. Yeah. I just honestly think I listen to so much music all the time that even without thinking about it, like, the influences of the artists I listen to are definitely in my work. Like, big time Mitski, definitely. Like, I think her songwriting and her lyrics specifically are so beautiful, and I find myself like referencing a lot of her work, or just like shaping songs in similar ways. But yeah, I think it's like, it's not even something I think about. I think it just kind of happens.
Yeah, flows.
Yeah.
Do you think there's any specific Mitski ideas and lyrics that particularly resonates to you and you incorporate?
I think I really like how honest she is with everything. Like, she's so clear and like there's no really confusion on how she's feeling. I think she describes it exactly the way that it feels when it's happening to you, whether that be like super raw or really ugly or anything like that. It's just like, regardless of that, it's just beautiful to hear because it's so like human. So I think that is definitely something specific that I really want to be able to do with my music.
Yeah. Is there like a certain limit though, that when it comes to like expressing yourself and being super honest in songwriting or yeah, stuff like that. Is there just a certain way like, okay, mm-hmm. I don't want to cross this line?
Totally. I think it's like when I'm actually writing the song, there is no line because I'll just let myself do whatever I want. But afterwards, if I'm listening to it back and I'm like, I don't know if I need people to know that about me, or I'm like, I don't know if I was being as subtle as I thought I was. Mm-hmm. People are going to know this is about them. Then I have to like reel it in a little bit. Yeah. But usually I can keep my metaphors pretty pretty good, and then
pretty
I can
airtight.
Hide my secrets in there.
Smart.
Mm-hmm. Do you think there's any other musicians other than Mitski that kind of inspired you with your style?
Big time Metric fan. Like, I love Metric so much. My dad was a big Metric fan as well, so it's always part of my childhood. I think my parents both, like, just listen to a lot of music, and it's always been around me, my sister too, so I think I draw inspiration from, like, all over the place.
Nice.
Awesome. Well, we're gonna take another little break. Just to do, that was a little quick teaser. So, we're gonna do your cover, Dreams by Fleetwood Mac, and I picked this one out because I really like this one.
Thank you.
My dad's also kind of a rock fan, so let's do it, and we hope you enjoy.
Please enjoy.
Now here you go again, you say you want your freedom. It's only right that you should play the way you feel it, but listen carefully to the sound of your loneliness, like a heartbeat drives you mad in the stillness of remembering what you had and what you loved. What you had and what you lost. Oh, thunder only happens when it's raining. Players only love you when they're playing. Say women, they will come and they will go. It's only me who wants to wrap around your dreams. And have you any dreams you'd like to sell? Dreams of loneliness, like a heartbeat drives you mad in the stillness of remembering what you had and what you loved. What you had, ooh, what you lost. Oh, thunder only happens when it's raining. Players only love you when they're playing. Say you women, they will come and they will go. You clean, you'll know. Oh, thunder only has
Atención.
Yucasterio. Domingos, 6 a 8 p.m. 90.1 CJSF Radio.
CJSF
90.1 FM.
Radio Mano Papachango.
90.1 FM. Yucasterio.
Atención.
Welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. You're tuning into Slumber Party. And I am DJ Coco.
And I am DJ Star.
And I'm Gian.
Yes. Gian's joining us for an interview today. We've already done a bit of it, but if you're just joining us now, welcome. Listening to that cover of Gian's, I was just thinking to myself, wow, what a beautiful voice she has. So,
and she's sitting right here.
Yeah, exactly. You. So when did you discover your talent, I guess? Like, was there like a moment where you're like, okay, like I could actually pursue this in some way?
I think I've just been like always singing. Like my parents always say that I like started singing before I started talking. So it would be like no words, but like the melody was there. And I think I've just always wanted to perform in front of people and like sing in front of people. Like, I don't know if I was just super confident or what, but I was like, nope, I know that this is what has to be done for me, but yeah.
Okay. Was there any, like, underlying reason why you want to perform for people?
I don't know. It just, like, I think I started doing theater and, like, piano lessons and stuff like that pretty young, and I think it's just really addictive to be in front of a crowd and to get that feedback and to get those live reactions, and I think once you start, it's just like you just want more.
Yeah.
The adrenaline rush.
Totally,
the dopamine.
Yeah.
Dopamine. Oh, not dopamine.
And then also, yeah, after listening to that song, I was wondering, how do you decide what songs you want to cover?
I think it depends. Like, sometimes if I'm just really vibing with the song and I've been playing it on my own anyways, then I'll record a cover because I'm already doing it. Mm-hmm. But I think a lot of the times I do have to be a little strategic with the songs I cover and make sure that they're actually going to get views. So,
yeah,
you know,
algorithms.
It totally. Like, if a certain song is trending or something and I like it, because that has to be part of it. But if it is trending, then I should probably cover it because then it'll get a little more traction.
Okay.
Where do you usually find your music? Like, have you ever found stuff from TikTok and places like that too?
Yeah, definitely. Like, I hate to admit how much of my music I feel like I find off of TikTok.
There's some gems though.
Yeah, but like sometimes that's just how you find them. So it's either that or it's like I have a lot of obviously all my friends love music, so it's I get a lot of music from my friends and my family too.
Nice. I listened to a few of your original songs.
Oof.
And I thought the lyrics are really good.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, kind of even like cathartic. So what sources do you draw from when you write lyrics? Like, is it poetry, diary entries or something like that?
Yeah, like I think for me whenever I write songs, it's always a pretty like involuntary like experience. I feel like I think I'll sit down with like a guitar or a cue card or whatever and I'll just start singing the song and then it's out and then it's done. And I think it's like somehow in my head already, but definitely if I'm like fixating on a certain thing or like sometimes like certain phrases will be stuck in my head and I'll write it down on my phone and be like, I'll take this home later. I can like work on it a little bit more and like I can, I don't know, make myself write something. But it's usually just like from the head.
Straight from the dome.
Do you have like the notes app open? You got all the quotes there?
I definitely have like several paragraph long like notes apps with just like, I think the title is just called Things I Think Of. And then if I like have no idea what to write about, I just scroll through and I find one, a point.
Okay, well, but you just normally go in there and start singing. And yeah. That's the beginning
usually,
of how most of your songs are for.
Yeah, I feel like the song, it's like I'm not writing the song, it's like the song's writing me. Like, but it's true. Like, I think it's like, it just happens. Yeah.
That's so cool. Mm-hmm. And would you say also that some of your inspiration comes from your imagination or your actual experiences?
Like, I think it definitely Definitely both, because I think if I start writing about something that's like a true experience, it's not going to stay true the whole time. Like, I'll embellish, or I'll even, like, if I'm having a similar experience to one of my friends, I'll write a song where I'm talking about one person, but it's referencing her story and my story, you know? So it can be like the same topic, but different people.
Yeah. And I noticed in your original songs, I was listening to the lyrics, they talk a lot about feeling some sort of like subservience towards men, some power dynamic talk, and sexualization of women. So I was wondering, like, how does feminism play a role in your music?
Yeah, definitely it plays like a huge role. Yeah. I think just like being a woman in general, like, just affects being a musician or being an artist in any capacity. I think it's always on my mind. Like, it's something I don't get to not think about, I think. So when I'm writing, it's not like I'm going out of my way to be like, how can I connect this to like feminism and the world at large? I just think it's like, that's just such a part of my life that it comes out anyways. And maybe not always in like the most pretty way, but I think that, I don't know, accurately, hopefully. Yeah.
Yeah. And you've performed at both Green Auto and Redgate now with a band.
The big two,
The big Vancouver two. And how did you guys come together?
Yeah, so my band consists of my drummer Cherry, my guitar player Avery, my bass player Eden. They're so amazing. If you guys are listening, love you.
Hey guys.
Yeah. So my drummer Cherry, basically, I went to one of her shows and she hit me up and was like, I'm doing my EP release and I'd love if you would play a set. And I was like, that's crazy, I've never played a set before. And she totally like got the whole band together, got me my guitar player, bass player, and her. And then we just met up and it was like our first rehearsal. I was like, geez, like this is totally what I wanted to sound like all along. So it was definitely like dream team, match made in heaven. Like, so grateful for that. But
Go Cherry.
Yeah, go Cherry for real.
That's awesome.
Is this your first time playing with a band?
I had like a band in high school with some of my friends called the Lissomaniacs. It was pretty fun. But this is definitely my first like big boy real time band, because like these people who I'm playing with are all like have either been in groups or are currently in groups, so like they know the industry more. And I think I've been super like lucky because they can tell me about all the things to like avoid, and like they take care of me a lot. So
cool. So you're just like, you're really just starting out in the full industry side of music. How has that been so far?
It's been like way less scary than I thought it was gonna be. I think I've been so scared of people and musicians for years, and that's why I've like done covers alone in my room for so long. But I think as soon as I started meeting people, I just realized like, oh, everyone is so nice and like just wants to collaborate and work together and like lift other people up, and like people are not as evil as you make them out to be, I think.
Yeah, it's the anxiety normally.
Totally. Yeah.
Would you say there's anyone in Vancouver particularly that you want to collaborate with, or any bands here?
I don't know. Yeah. That's such a good question. I don't know. I definitely, like, even within my own band, like, I just want to write more with them, because I think I write a lot of, well, I write my music alone, and then I've, like, shared it with them, and they add their parts and everything. But I think it'd be super cool to start, like, actually writing with other people, because I think that's always been a really, like, a really personal and, like, a really private, I don't know, process for me, but I'd love to like get uncomfortable and work with other people.
Yeah, just everyone sit in a room and share
jam,
ideas.
Yeah,
awesome. Cry, yeah.
Totally.
What do you think, if you have more songwriting, maybe sessions like this with other people, what kind of themes do you think you'd like to touch on for songwriting?
Ooh, well, I think definitely with my band specifically, like we talk a lot about feminism and about women and like the F word. But it's just like we do like have lengthy discussions about that, and I think like the best way to make art with other people is to work on something that you're all super like interested in and invested in and like emotionally invested in, so that we can all kind of have those like ties to the actual music.
Yeah. What is the process like when you bring like a piece that you've written to your band, and then they add their extra parts, but like, is there any improvisation with it, or is like, what happens behind the scenes?
So like, I will make a demo at home with like guitar and vocals, and sometimes like really crummy like drum tracks or whatever, but mm-hmm. just like to get the bones of it down. And then I send that to them. And then when we meet up, usually they just have their parts written because they're so spectacular.
Whoa. No procrastination.
No,
there.
None at all. And like, obviously, as we play, like we'll change and, you know, improvise mm-hmm. as we go to see how it should sound. But like, they've been pretty accurate with like seeing my vision. So
that's
I
awesome.
Haven't had to struggle mm-hmm. too much.
Oh
yeah.
My God.
Oh, well, outside the band, so independently, mm-hmm. what motivates you to keep writing music and mm-hmm. playing covers, do you think?
I think music has always definitely been like a healing thing for me, I think. Or I'm just like a very emotional person. I think I feel things really big. And I think that it's really hard to like sort through that by myself sometimes. And a way to do that has always just been writing it out or singing it out, whether that be like someone else's song that I relate to in the moment or like making my own song that's about whatever I'm going through. And then I have this like kind of like tangible thing that has accurately like depicted what I've been going through, and I can look back and either be like, oh, that was irrational and I'm fine, or I can be like, yeah, that really sucked. And
yeah,
but either way you get art out of it, so it's like worth it.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Such a good form of self-expression.
Totally.
Yeah. Everyone needs an outlet.
Exactly. Yeah, for sure.
We better start singing. I don't think we'd get any views, though. No views for us.
Leave it to Gion. Yeah. Which leads us to her...
Next song,
which I think is Celebrity Skin by Ooh. Hole.
Yeah, so this is on your cue cord.
This is on my cue cord, yeah.
So also, explain about this instrument before we get into just a little bit.
So cue cord's like a synth instrument that was kind of big in like 80s, 90s. Mm-hmm. Originally came from the Omnicord. It's a Suzuki instrument. But for me, I'm like a big Adventure Time fan, and Marceline plays like a really similar instrument to the Omnicord. So I've been like scouring eBay since, and I finally got
nice.
My hands on one.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Was it expensive?
Oh yeah, it was like $400. But you know what?
Okay,
worth
that's
it.
Not bad though. Yeah. Like.
Get your pennies together.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, we're gonna go into it. So we hope you guys enjoy.
Thank you.
Make me over. I'm all I wanna be. A walking study in demonology. My name is never was. My name's forgotten. Hey, so glad you can make it. Yeah, now you really made it. Hey, there's only us left now. When I wake up in my makeup, it's too early for that dress. Or will you just fall down? You better watch out of what you wish for. It better be worth it. So much to die for. Hey, so glad you can make it. Also sugarless, hooker, waitress, model, actress, oh just go nameless, honeysuckle, she's full of poison, she obliterated everything she kissed, now she's fading, somewhere in Hollywood, I'm glad I came here with your pound of flesh, you want a part of me. Selling cheap. No, I'm not selling cheap.
Spark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing